Tomorrow is the deadline for diplomats in Switzerland and their Iranian counterparts to reach an agreement on the future of Iran's nuclear program. Is there a sticking point? Yesterday, Iran's deputy foreign minister said his country would not consider sending its enriched uranium abroad. Now, for months, it's been thought that Iran had agreed to send much of its stockpile to Russia to be repurposed for fuel rods that would be sent back and used in Iran's only commercial nuclear power plant, making that uranium extremely difficult to be converted into a nuclear weapon. But now, is there a deal breaker? Today, in an interview with CNN, House Speaker John Boehner said if no agreement is reached, he would be quick to impose tough sanctions on Iran. And U.S. officials are weighing in as well, saying sending the uranium abroad is not off the table. Joining us for more is Ariane Tabatabai, a visiting assistant professor at Georgetown University School of Foreign Service Security Studies Program. Professor, weigh in on these competing comments about uranium.
Well, there are three points here that are very important. The first one is that these are negotiations. So every now and then somebody comes up and says something along the lines of, we haven't agreed to this. This is not part of the talks. And then somebody else comes out and says, actually, no, that's not true. So, you know, we've had this back and forth for over a year and a half now. Which brings me to the second point. The second point is that because the media has to reflect a lot of, you know, there's this flow of information, and you have reporters who are sitting there literally waiting every second to come up with something big, you end up having a lot of information that is not necessarily correct. And we've seen a lot of that in the past few weeks.
Well, let me jump in on that point because according to Agence France-Presse and then picked up by The New York Times, Iran's foreign minister said in a quote, the export of stocks of enriched uranium is not in our program. We do not intend sending them abroad. There is no question of sending the stocks abroad. And as you said, this was first suggested over a year ago, and it was thought to be, you know, a lift in the talks, the fact that Iran would allow someone else to oversee this enriched uranium so that it could not be repurposed for a weapon.
So, you know, and then the U.S. came out and said, well, actually, that's not necessarily true. We're still discussing this. It's not completely off the table. So there is this back and forth. It's part of the negotiations. The Iranians are going to say this. You know, it might be a bargaining chip. It might be something along the lines of we want sanctions lifted. And this might be an extra push to sort of get the other side to give more concessions. So and you see this on both sides. But then the third point that I was going to make is that even if that's the case, there are technical solutions to it. And that's something that I think we can trust the U.S. negotiating team that is backed by, you know, over 10 sites and labs, national labs. These are that, you know, cream of the crop. These are the people who know how to deal with these technical challenges.
Well, so again, the idea was for Iran to send this enriched uranium to Russia where it would be converted into fuel rods again that could not be used for a weapon. What would be another way of approaching that if it's not sent out of the country?
Another possibility would be to keep the material, but to keep it sealed and under IAEA, International Atomic Energy Agency, monitoring. The agency is going to be a huge part of this process over the next 11 to 15 years period. That seems to be what the negotiators are coming to at this point for a deal to be implemented.
Well, but as you well know, nothing's going to satisfy certain lawmakers in the U.S. who don't trust Iran at all. And won't this kind of 11th hour statement from the foreign minister and maybe an agreement with the U.S. that the enriched uranium isn't sent abroad, won't that be further seen by critics of these talks in this country as being capitulation by the U.S.? You know, they at the 11th hour, they said they weren't going to do something, and the U.S. is so desperate to have a deal that they just give in.
Sure. But I think that's going to be the case regardless of what the deal entails. The critics, both in this country and also some of the allies, Israel, Saudi Arabia, the prime examples, are not going to be satisfied regardless of what the Iranians give and regardless of what the U.S. manages to keep. And to be frank, in the past few months, we've heard a lot about, you know, what is being negotiated as a bad deal. Prime Minister Netanyahu has said it. Members of Congress have said the same thing. But no one has actually told us why they think this deal is so bad. Short of, you know, coming with some sort of concrete example of why they think this is a bad deal, something that would be realistic, I don't think that what they're saying has much weight.
It sounds like you, as an observer, would agree that this would be an okay option to keep the used uranium in Iran to be monitored there. A question for you. How much do you think the U.S. agreeing with this might have to do with the fact that U.S.-Russia relations aren't very good right now? And is there maybe some concern even on the U.S. side of shipping off used uranium to Russia?
Well, I think that's certainly the case. I mean, you know, U.S.-Russia relations have been obviously very rocky. We see that the only instance where the U.S. and Russia managed to sit at the same table and have somewhat, you know, cordial discussions seem to be at these talks right now.
So one day left, what is your sense, again, as an observer, that this deal is going to happen tomorrow?
I'm fairly optimistic. I think that there a lot has been achieved in the past year and a half. So I think that, you know, the two main issues that are remaining, one being sanctions and the second being the research and development that Iran will be able to maintain, is going to be sort of determining factors in there. But these are things that can be tackled.
Ariane Tabatabai, visiting assistant professor at Georgetown University on the ongoing talks on Iran's nuclear program. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.